quite available if you want to look for them. It would seem to me that one way of breaking the FCC corporate stranglehold on the media would be simply for just so many people to start setting these things up that they couldn't prosecute everybody. It would seem that that would be a way of protesting the regulations whereby the powerful get to steal our airwaves.
Atmosphere. Phil, you've got to get the nav computers back online.
Jim, I've got an idea. If you guys can save enough atmosphere, I'll disconnect the power in the main computer bay and jumpstart the systems. I'd basically be doing a hard boot.
Has that been tested?
Are you kidding? These machines are way too expensive.
Do it.
Okay. I think this will work.
I don't know. It's been the wind. It's pretty freakish in these parts.
I think we're going to see in the next few years the telephone network migrate from the circuit switched analog world into the IP space. Yeah. And people who are accessing the internet for data to send email messages are going to discover that those same connections can make telephone calls, do video conferencing, in many cases at a fraction of the cost of a long distance phone call.
Welcome. You have not.
cost of a long-distance phone call.
I agree completely. One of the things that I've started, and I'll talk about the newspaper in a minute, is in the next issue we're going to have what's hopefully going to be a regular micro-radio update. And if people are interested in it, read the article, and it'll tell you how, very easily, how you can get hooked up into the network and get something set up in your community.
Let me let the listeners know that we're talking to Craig Usher of Sacramento's Sound Celebrating Resistance, a political music and talk program primarily focusing on music, I guess is fair to say, on KCBL cable radio in Sacramento. And
that it was a new virus, and it's according to Gerald Myers, it mutates more rapidly than anything in nature.
So what happens when it gets the right answer?
Well, I don't know that, Phil. But we gotta find out.
Look, what if we work this the other way? We figure out which tones would be equivalent to the missing chromosomes and then dub them into your recording of the signal. Is that possible?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Good, good, good. What about the radar gun? Will it accept the input so we can transmit a completed signal back to the face?
Shape object. Now, often people confuse and think of their mind or hold an image of a pyramid, but that's not a tetrahedron. A pyramid actually has four visible sides, but remember the one that it's standing on, the base, is its fifth side, and therefore it's a five-sided object, not a four-sided one. A tetrahedron, therefore, has three visible sides that are all triangular, touching at the apex, certainly so, and joined at the sides. But the base is also triangular. Its fourth side is also triangular.
Of historical possibility compresses into a mercurial hologrammatic disk. Someone who has seen the end.
Yes.
Would you have tried this case if they asked you to come in?
Yes, yes.
You would have.
And there was some suggestion that if there was a retrial, maybe they would have. I don't think it would have happened, but I would have been willing to do it. But I think Ellen will confirm in reading the book that there's just one blunder after another. It's mind-boggling what these people did.
I'm glad you didn't do this case for two reasons. First, you would have been disbarred. Let me tell you why. You have in your book the following statement. You would have told the judge the following. Judge, you apparently don't know, but that's not the way to talk to lawyers in front of the jury. You were appointed to the bench by a governor because you were a friend of a friend of the governor.
You gotta get the background.
There must be something. I mean, I'm assuming it's a better benefit with something like Windows Media Player or Real Player, because then you're getting their ads, I know with Real Player you can get their content in the channel bar on the left-hand side. Those of you who use Real Player will know, the newer versions of Real Player will know what I'm...
You're going to be reminded that it's a UPS. Send out maybe 3,000-4,000. What if only 50-100?
Undefined way that you often hear it used, but in the mathematical sense.
Well, in Sacramento, and I'm finding this to be a quite interesting conversation. I hope you...
WCBC. Still working... 16,248 man hours without any lost limbs or overpaid benefits from the management slush fund. We're very proud. No buried bodies discovered. And for 46,683 work hours, nobody has changed the system, and we're all very proud of ourselves, because it is a team effort here. WZBC.org and FM. The Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Use the automatic redialers a lot more now for the rest of your natural lives. Because the 7 plus or minus 2 has been violated. And that can mean only one thing on the current conscious subconscious interface codependency.
You've got to know me.
Now, I don't know what it means, but it must mean something. We've crossed the conscious memory recall limit. Of course, we have chunks the first three, so I don't think we violated it after all. Unless you're calling outside your hood, then it's a violation of natural conscious mind law. This was never supposed to happen, ladies and gentlemen, in your
virtual holographic cave shadow show, but it has. It can mean only one thing. I don't have to know what that is, but if I know it's only one thing, it simplifies the search quite a bit. Very reassuring. 617-552-4686, and then 3 digits of your own choice, your own free will, as a conscious, fairly treated member of your mega neighborhood alliance, which, if you've found out yet, is for shit. We're in a jailbreak, hopefully. Or we're just eating our buns with gravy and sharpening that toothbrush, the other end of the toothbrush, just in case there's a bum's rush on our ass here in the cell block. Hate to bust anybody's rhyme or reason out there, but that's the game of the nature of things today. Or you could just keep burrowing in. Ignore the groundhog forevermore. But a lot of those people are dying or died off already. A lot of the young weeds out there. You've got to know somewhere, some way, that you don't want to carry that sharpened other end of the toothbrush around with you for the rest of your natural lives. Do you? Anyway, I didn't make that up. Who could make up something like that? And then I'll develop that theme in in Act 2 and bring a natural denouement, which will pass survey groupings and mall discussion groups, $25 per head. Bring it all into a nice little package on Act 3 later on tonight. God willing. I have no choice in the matter.
I probably wanted to be somewhere playing ball or, looking through old comic books. I think even at the time I sort of appreciated the atmosphere of these places. I remember...
That means it's most plausibly not natural.
Unbelievable. Do you remember, Dr. Horowitz, when the animal rights people were successful in having some of these lab animals released back into the wild and how proud they were? What a bitter irony that is.
No kidding. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you know something else, too, that, again, points to the fact that it's not natural, is because, like you and I have family trees, all of your listeners, you have a family tree, right? Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You have branches on that tree, there's a trunk, there's probably roots. that tree, there's a trunk, there's probably...
Take 3/4 of a trip.
Travel to any part of the universe without a moving. Travel to any part of the universe without a moving.
Question that I want to address is what's going to happen to the internet, and I think that one of the things that came clear last week, I was at the Harvard conference for the Internet and Society, and one of the things that came clear over the course of a couple of days was that the internet is sort of like, you have to think of it as like a paper that hasn't been written on yet. It's in its prehistory, and there are two things that are happening with the internet. The internet as a two-way communication medium it has to be here to stay. It is so compelling. It is really the only compelling application on that people use it for right now. If you go to America Online or CompuServe or any of the, even as a just or a just vanilla internet provider, people use it for email, for communicating with each other through news groups. What you're seeing happening in the balkanization that you're referring to, which is very interesting to me, is watching the big media conglomerates try to balkanize the internet by making it into a broadcast medium. And that's why you hear people talk a lot about how there's not enough bandwidth.
How do they do that?
Well, how they can do that is by using the cable model, which is that you go in as a cable provider. At Home is one of the companies
Kleiner Perkins joint venture. They go into they're inventing a system where you go into a cable operator and you can say, here's a system, you can hook up what's called a cable modem chip, very high bandwidth, into the back of your computer,
very small bandwidth out, so that maybe I can...
They're both out all right. That old tweenie's nothing but a damp rag.
Well, fold him up neat. They might want to use him again. Then take the big guy outside and put him in the sling so Mr. M can hoist him up to the Zep. I'll find the memory loops.
Convincing, and they'll come up and say, yes, I'm conscious, I have feelings, but they'll have all the subtle cues that really convince you that they really are conscious.
I seeded Earth.
Luke, Terry, Jim, anyone, ERV to Rover. Rover, this is ERV. Does anyone copy? Does anyone copy?
Was the only way I could respond.
Where, you know, you can still smell everything, where there's just a kind of a color. There's the smell of blood and of death in the market, as well as of life. And I miss that.
In the hot room with his face closed.
Nope. These are them all over the floor here.
Hey, give me a hand with the gent's feet, Manny.
All right, all right.
The time is now 5:55.
What about
and
the clock,
time
lady?
To continue to
leave it.
News
they can tell if you turn it off. Look out, you dummy. Hold his head up. I'll
system.
Come back for the loop.
Who are you calling a dummy?
Good morning, Tweenie, darling. This is Lady Anne, a Happy Home Service of Adult Systems Unlimited. This morning, we're featuring real coverage of the revolt on Garbage Island. More about the giant parakeets and events as they happen.
The return of Pegasus Alpha in the pre-dawn hours this morning from its 20-year voyage to what was then called Planet X was marked, or marred today, by the apparent abduction of its only occupant, a volunteer Arconaut with no previous experience in outer space. When met by a government tweenie at the abandoned space museum, the pilot was recovering from his artificial welcome and preparing to tell his story to important news people everywhere when he evidently disappeared.
In private sessions, when just Jane and Rab there, or during book dictations, Rab would write what Seth said. He had a certain form of shorthand that he developed, and then he would type up the session the next day. And so his shorthand notes and those type sessions are there.
Mm-hmm.
In ESP class, sometimes I would come over to these book sessions and witness them myself, and I tape recorded some of those. In ESP class, which was held weekly in her house for about 8 or 9 years and more infrequently for a year or two after that, the sessions were always tape recorded. And someone always typed those up and
mm-hmm.
passed them out the next day. There were two or three people who did that over the years. And all those, the tape recordings, exist and they're in the archives, and all of the class sessions that were typed up, of course, exist in the archives. I think there was Jane and Rob did a book tour. It was the only one they ever did, and the first place they went was a television station in Boston whose call letters I don't remember, and Seth came through on television.
Really?
Much to Jane's chagrin, and she was a little surprised at this. I want to add here with that remark, though, that Seth never came through without Jane's permission, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
This was nothing that was expected of her or enforced, and Seth said many times during sessions that Jane and Rob owed no responsibility to him or the material, and, you know, they could quit at any time. And, you know, Jane never would have done any of this, including speaking on television for Seth, unless she felt that the circumstances were right somehow, or she allowed this.
A shaman and a psychedelic person and a UFO contactee.
He was a paratrooper, and he was going down to this little Italian town, and he saw something move over by this building, and he shot, and it was a woman, and she had a little girl with her, and the woman just fell dead, you know, right in front of her little girl. And he used to cry about that, and had terrible nightmares. If we'd go to a movie and there was any shooting in it, he'd just jump up and leave. Couldn't stand to hear it. He was like a different guy. He started knocking me upside the head, you know, and he'd never done that. Never. Nobody in his family ever did. It's just sad to see what young boys come back.
Peer-to-peer sharing, if I can genuinely have a file on my computer, which is the file I'm working on, and just mail out things to people and say, here, come get the file off my PC. Whenever you get it, you'll be getting the most up-to-date version.
Here is human salvage. The final result of all that metal and fire can do to violate mortal flesh. Somewhere the badges of their pain, the crutches, the bandages, the splints. Others show no outward signs, yet they too are wounded. Here are men who tremble, men who cannot sleep. Men with pains that are nonetheless real because they are of mental origin. Men who cannot remember. Paralyzed men whose paralysis is dictated by the mind.
The sudden noises bother you particularly?
I did just shake a little, but then not that bad.
I had trouble sleeping, yes. Had dreaming of combat, you know.
Get my words out.
I come out of the service, and my sister wanted to go to a movie.
Are the valuable memory loops containing the complete record of the Pegasus' long tour.
Bugs in the water,
And the biggest birthday cake in the world, after this time check from today's favorite energy source, carbon recycling.
At the hole, the time is 6 a.m., Eastern Zip Zone.
Adventure of roaming around the world, of being someplace else. And I guess I found that, well, I have a good life and an interesting job, and I enjoy it and I appreciate it, that I had kind of stopped adventuring a little bit too early. That I had crossed over the border of 50 years old. And I wasn't, life wasn't as exciting as I wanted it to be.
Care for a warm up? What would you like?
WZBC. The black sheep of the media family. We've been reprimanded, warned, and had it put to us many times that it's not good to set a different example. What the hell? Just making that up, that's not really true. No one has said anything to us. No one has threatened to buy us out or make us do certain things or change the format or put us off the air or tangentially retrain the memes or the programming. Chris, the thing they may have done is erase any memory of any of those things. That one I can't be sure of. So anything could still be whatever it was before I spoke. You know how that feels. You try and you try, do, and it's like you're not even there. You're powerless. Well, I'm not going to feel all this pain and not have some thrust. Or there's things going on that I can't remember, but they're still going on. And they're knee-jerking me around, man. And I'm throbbing and I'm thistling. I'm twiddling. Noodling. I'm jackhammering, man. But it's all being recorded by me. Now, consciously, all I know is the meter is running. I know that. I don't know what the log says. I don't know any analysis of the log data. And I don't know any directives or logical, tertiary logic, or even alogical reactions to the analysis of the log data. But I know it's all going on. I can feel it. It's kind of like intercellular osmosis. And if there's one thing I know I have wetware and soft tissue. And I got pain to remind me if I forget. Then there's all the good things too, which I also have forgotten. But I periodically remember them. And they have a funny quality about them, those good things. I can tend to obliterate just about everything else. I think it's called, you just blow it out of the water. It makes amnesia look small. It makes the big, long, tall sleep look short and brief and little and light and stuff. I think it's called transcendence. One-way ticket to Palookaville and beyond, Charlie. Beyond. And beyond, beyond, with every retelling, the meter is running. That's it. I allowed the loop-de-loop to follow natural, archetypally step-down law, otherwise known around here as Johnny Law. And you can't go wrong when you do that. That's what I have found. Now that information could be worth untold riches, wealth beyond measure. Trillions and beyond trillions of dollars US made out to a Swiss bank account with my name and secret pass number that I could retrieve at any federal bank or with a credit card, promissory note, or letter of credit to a bank vice president from an important person. I think it is worth that much. More, perhaps. In fact, it's worth whatever I want it to be worth. As long as I'm telling myself the truth. Because truth is my credit line. Truth is my passport, my voice print, my DNA, DNA. If I hear anyone say DNA one more time, I'm going to throw up bile all over them. Let them clean it up. Traffic offender. So as I've been saying for decades now, since the late 40s when the show began, with versions of me, we're almost at the end. Modern day life, all the institutions, science, religion, family, economics, government, the so-called legal system, and I don't mean fresh mullet either, all them institutions, hooks for propaganda, since there's seven of them also, so propaganda is whenever a family member lies to you. Especially an older family member. We're almost there, the omega point, or the end of the stage before the end. That's very close to the end. That's about as close as you can legally get, consciously, without having to pay extra for your time. In labs across the globe, white people in white robes using metallic instruments are taking us down. Experiment entry after experiment entry, and we're almost all done. Mass consciousness almost has no memory now of its surroundings. Almost has no knowledge of anything. The dream of our peoples. With every papal utterance, with every PTA meeting, with every traffic school for DUI, with every commercial radio program, and legal pronouncement subtracting patch, patch, patch.
Call a tow truck, huh?
Nah, Caltrans will take care of it. And then my mom used to work part-time for them. So, what'd I call you?
I'm sorry, my name is Bob Wolverton.
I'm Vanessa West.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Vanessa. Why don't you put on your safety belt and we'll get going. Great.
get going.
Nah, Caltrans will take care of it. And then my mom used to work part-time for them. So, what'd I call you?
I'm sorry, my name is Bob Wolverton.
ERV Rover. Rover, this is ERV. Do you copy?
Phil?
Oh, thank God, guys.
Phil, we read you.
Listen, the storm is too bad, really bad. It's going to totally sock us in a few minutes. You have to get back to the ship.
Phil?
You have got to get back to the ship.
Phil?
We're in a ship. This is a ship. No. Countdown's already started. Yeah. Yeah, let's get the hell out of here. Jim? Jim? Come on, we gotta go. I'm not coming with you.
What? What are you talking about? You gotta get home?
That's where I'm going. Don't you see? That's what all this is for. Terry, you were right. This is an invitation. This is an invitation for us to follow them home. I'm going. What I was born for. Like Maggie said, to stand on a new world and look beyond it to the next one. I know this is right. For me. But you're running out of time. You gotta get back to the ERV and you gotta get off this planet.
You know what that is, Cliff?
Some of the faintest idea.
You better hurry up before the wind fills it in. Looks like a sandstorm's kicking up.
You and Ed got any idea what happened out here?
No. Nothing that adds up.
Here is a piece of mandatory advice from our Vice President of Pollution Management.
Persons, we are so happy that you purchased this entertainment loop or capsule from among the millions available. Please never forget that the organization I represent includes the highest interest of citizens who are out for a good time, always, in every product. Now, will you help us, please? Dispose of the packaging materials you have just removed very carefully. Debag them if possible. They are very slightly radioactive in order to preserve the recorded signals with over 99% fidelity. This warning is not approved for children. Thank you.
Now listen to these instructions carefully. This is not a toy. Properly used, it can provide many hours of dimensional entertainment, both interesting and fun-filled, as well as completely adult in every way. Remember, follow directions and hunt only when ready. A. Debag packaging materials. B. Insert your unit coupling into slot A. C, remove plastic nut holder. D, plug in. Remember, energy is power, and power is everybody's business. So, we suggest that you turn off any device not appropriate to your lifestyle. If you have followed these simple steps, you are now in full control of your loophole or grid capsule. The M strip you can see traveling under the protective window is the image source. So, have a good time. Thanks to the bold folks at Graphophone Entertainment Group. To eliminate these instructions, simply press your spreader. Now.
SIVs. That's why Martin and I am convinced, most plausibly, this is a man-made virus.
Has it in the transmission. The new VW bug has it in its transmission. They don't advertise in this country the word fuzzy. It's still seen as a pejorative term.
Sure.
But in Germany, for example, this is used in very large-scale signal and systems processing. It's used to control cranes and physical plants. It's used to control sewage. It's even used in the control, God forbid, of nuclear power plants to some degree.
All right, so in other words, instead of a zero or a one, two absolutely defined states, you're talking about sometimes a 0.5, a 0.4, a 0.7, even gradients in between those.
Right.
For example, fuzzy logic.
If we had an air conditioner that had a rule under the form, if the air is cool, then set the motor speed to slow. Well, anytime you take an air measurement, it's cool to some degree. That's always changing. Every measurement is an exception to some degree of the rule. And so this is smoothly mapping those partially cool measurements into smoothly changing control outputs. Instead of something being all or none, black or white, exactly cool within the range, say, of 65 degrees Fahrenheit to 70 degrees Fahrenheit, it smooths out the rough edges. And by then, combining lots of knowledge like that, it's very easy to represent mathematically and in a computer. And by the way, these computers are digital computers. That's what's neat about this. We use binary logic to capture gray reasoning.
Its vastness, its flatness, its the searness of it, the way the air and the earth glitter together in such a way that you really can't even make out exactly where one begins and the other ends.
That I don't get to publish big, publish movies or publish pictures easily, so that media companies get to deliver what they call broadband information, very high, like big graphics movies, into my computer, but I don't get to publish back out.
Appreciated the atmosphere of these places.
Good goddess of warm cornbread and bumped buttermilk, know Jesus by his first name, carried the gospel low and democratic in rollicking brown hips, sang his drooping corpse down from that ragged wooden tee, dressed him up in something shiny, conked that holy head of hair, then Aretha ruffled up bus fare and took the deity downtown. And thin and aching, her heart box shut tight. So Jesus blessed her. He opened her throat and taught her to wail that way she do. She do wail that way. Don't she do that wail the way she do that wail, don't she? Taught her to wail the way she do. She do that wail. Don't she do that wail the way she do, don't she? Now every time Aretha unreeled that screech, sang Delta blues through to bone, been done wrong home, a born again brother creeps through that, the whole, all those faint scars, those love sore battle wounds. Ain't your mama never told you how black women collect the world? We build other bodies onto our own. No earthly man knows the solution to our hips, asses urgent as sirens, titties familiar as everybody's mamas, crisscrossed with pulled rolls of blood. Ask us why we pray with our dancing shoes on, while we grow fat away from everyone and toward each other.
Why don't you go sing them?
I would have appreciated the atmosphere of these places. I remember my memory of linoleum stores is a sign and all sorts of warnings, clippings from newspapers about children who were killed by falling rolls of linoleum.
I mean, Jung-mei and I, until she had to peel off and come back to the United States, went on the northern Oasis route, which is more highly populated than the southern route. But on the way back, I took the southern route, and I hired a Jeep and a driver. And I mean, there were stretches where you would go for 10 or 12 hours down these sandy roads, and you wouldn't pass a single car coming in the other direction.
Vanessa Watts.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Vanessa. I'm sorry, my name is Bob Wolverton.
Vanessa Watts.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Vanessa. Why don't you put on your safety belt and we'll get going. Dad was on parole.
Oh, yeah. Lawyer's been in lots of pens. Like this one federal place up in Illinois, Marion. This is mostly for drug shit. Like manufacturing methamphetamines, stolen property. But nothing real, real bad.
Vanessa, please don't be offended by my next question. But, your stepfather molest you?
Oh, my God. You know, this lady policewoman just asked me that very same question just a few hours ago.
And how did that make you feel?
I got Daddy's fuckhole tattooed on my forehead.
Maybe this is an issue you should explore.
I never even told my fiancé about this stuff.
Vanessa, if you keep something like this bottled up inside, it could wreck your whole life.
Now you're scaring me.
It's not my intention. I just think you have a very good opportunity now to get through some of the trauma and anguish you've been suffering from for such a long time.
I do got trauma, huh?
Let's not kid ourselves, Vanessa.
I've been so anguished. I can't even remember being happy.
Vanessa, you have to look this pain in the eye. Otherwise, it could rule over every aspect of your life. Now, I think I can help you. But you're going to have to trust me. You're going to have to let me in.
Off hanging in the air by itself. And the limb contains those SIVs. That's why Martin and I am convinced, most plausibly, this is a man-made virus.
Wow. Well, it's. I think Dr. Strecker said man with no arms and legs shows up at a party dressed in a tuxedo. Somebody had to dress him.
I love that.
Let's talk now just about things that we like to euphemistically determine as disinformation tactics. The hot zone. You have an interesting insight on that I'd like you to share with us.
Okay. That's, your listeners have been so disinformed, it's absolutely amazing. The hot zone, which was a Richard Preston's book, mm-hmm. which came from nowhere, became number one almost overnight on the New York Times bestseller list and stayed there. Unbelievable. Never in history had allegedly nonfiction work for 2.5 years. Stayed right. on the top. Well, right. it turns out that Richard Preston was paid $20,000 by the Sloan Foundation to produce that piece of what I call garbage and disinformation. In my book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, I have a chapter called Marburg, Ebola, and Chilling Propaganda in the Hot Zone. And basically, that's exactly what it was. Now, the Sloan Foundation, you have to understand, was intimately involved in the development of these types of viruses during the 1960s. You can thank the Sloan Foundation for chemotherapy as it's practiced today. They literally took the gas that was being used during World War I and used that as the first chemotherapy. Then you have the fact that the Sloan Foundation was paying MIT $200,000 a year under the, quote, neurosciences umbrella for, quote, public management, mass persuasion technologies research. That is brainwashing.
Certainly is.
Moreover, who did you have on the board of directors of Sloan during the 1960s and early 70s? No one other than Lawrence Rockefeller, who, by the way, was the director, president of Sloan Cancer Kettering Memorial Research Center, which was supplying Dr. Gallo with some of his reagents and also involved in this type of early cancer research, who also was with the Rockefeller brothers, and they were doing things like population control planning, who was also Lawrence Rockefeller, who put together the New York City Blood Council, which was the Council of Doctors that created the New York City Blood Bank. That was the International Blood Bankers. Those are the people who you can thank for 10,000 hemophiliacs getting the AIDS virus through contaminated blood, even though they knew that they could just spend $150 million and clean it up. They didn't want to do that. And 60 Minutes, a couple weeks ago, just had a segment saying that the, quote, government knew that the blood was tainted, and the government released it. There were specific people in the government that made that choice. Lawrence Rockefeller and his friends were one of them.
Okay, we'll call.
So it is it is really the platonic ideal of remoteness, of barrenness and farawayness.
Struggles, the deeper and deeper he becomes entwined in nightmare.
Did you ever want to forget anything? Did you ever want to cut away a piece of your memory or blot it out?
Detour really comes in the first wave of noir production. It lays out a blueprint for how the noir narrative works. There's a character who has a secure job at the beginning of the film, has a secure relationship with a woman. The woman leaves to go to Hollywood. And this man goes to join her.
If only I had known what I was getting into that day in Arizona.
And this initiates a journey in which he, in almost myth-like fashion, is picked up by a kind of messenger. This man dies under mysterious circumstances. The hero takes on the identity of a dead man, the most desperate thing you can do in film noir.
I saw it once, he was dead. I was in for it. Who would believe he fell out of the car?
Detour is quintessential noir insofar as it's so raw, it's so exposed.
Yes, I was in for it.
There's nothing to comfort you.
Instinct told me to run, but then I realized it was hopeless.
You enter the heart of darkness. It is a descent into hell, both visually and internally, from which you cannot escape until it's over with.
I knew him better than you did.
Okay.
Shortly thereafter, he picks up a woman who coincidentally knows his true identity.
Why should I believe you?
And traps him.
All the earmarks of a cheap crook.
Now, wait a minute.
You're a cheap crook and you killed him. For 2 cents, I'd change my mind and turn you in. I don't like you.
Please open the door. Vera, open the door. Don't use the phone. Listen to me.
It's a character who is on a downward spiral from which he cannot emerge.
And I'm going to get even with you.
And the more he tries to eradicate the situation, the worse it gets.
Vera, don't call the cops. Listen to me. I'll break the phone.
There is some complete wackiness in a film like Detour. There is the wackiness of getting a murder scene with a phone cord and someone yanking the stuff. And on that level, it's part Three Stooges, part Marx Brothers, quite completely surrealistic. It's sloppy, it's smelly, it's disreputable. That's what's nice about film noir, it's that it's really disreputable filmmaking.
Engines to wiring to super advanced carburetor. I mean, all kinds of wild stuff that the NSA basically just downloads out into the public sector. The other thing is too is that when you have a company like, for example, a company like Omnigon that's about ready to go public, this company has gone from about $6 a share to literally like 24 cents a share. Now, what better way when you're about to introduce a new technology? Then to basically collapse your stocks to the point of where they're virtually useless, corner the market on your own technology, and then turn around and release the next phase into the public sector. It seems.
So what will you do when it ends?
It won't end, I told you.
I'm in the war. It's the only certain thing.
What do you mean?
That allows me to see you.
You think love ends when you don't see me?
To be is to be perceived. Do I exist for you when you're within?
Yes.
There's no way you stay with Henry. Because you know this will end.
No.
We should go to the basement.
My landlady might be there.
Does that matter?
Maybe to her.
It's closed, Morris.
I'll go and check.
Let me go with you.
I'll be 1 second. Hello? There's nobody there. It's clear.
I never heard the bang. I awoke after 5 minutes or 5 seconds to a changed world. For a moment, I was free of feeling love, hate, jealousy, and it all felt like happiness. What were you doing on the floor?
Praying.
To what?
To anything that might exist.
Well, would it have been more practical to have come downstairs?
I did.
Well, why didn't you wake me?
I tried. You didn't move.
Wasn't much to pray for then, was there?
A miracle.
And we don't believe in those.
No.
And that siren means you go. Forget Henry.
I don't understand. You were gone.
Now I'm back. I'm sorry to disappoint you, Sarah.
Love doesn't end just because we don't see each other.
Doesn't it?
People go on loving God, don't they? All their lives. Without seeing him.
That's not my kind of love.
Maybe there's no other kind.
Newspapers about children who were killed by falling rolls of linoleum. And I remember there was this real sense of danger in these stores, and the smell of that material, and the whole idea of patterns and decoration. It's sort of my earliest memories of decorative art. Thank you.
not that kind of writer. I make it up. I'm a novelist.
So what are you going to write about us? A comic novel?
Wait a minute. Whitley isn't here because he's a writer. He's here for the same reasons you are. Why don't you tell us something of what you can remember?
What I remember? Couldn't be what happened. What I happened, I don't know. I remember. Monsters. They came into my house.
The short, stocky ones in the coveralls or the slim, willowy ones with the big eyes?
Beg your pardon? What?
Who was involved with you?
What do you mean?
Oh, come on, let's cut the crap. Which group of aliens abducted you?
Bob, we are not victims. We are participants.
Well, I don't know about you folks, but I am very definitely a victim. I didn't want what happened to me. I didn't ask for this.
Wait a minute. Give the guy a chance. So come on, Whitley. Which group abducted you? Did you see a ship?
Ship?
A ship.
This happened in a house in the country.
Well, do you have a circle or a triangular scar anywhere in your body?
This happened in a house in the country.
If she, if you just want to look at it from this perspective, Seth said many times during the material through the years that because of the alliance that existed there psychically with Jane, he wouldn't speak to anyone else because, first of all, it just wouldn't work. It wouldn't be the same material. It was just something that was done through Jane. Jane and Rob actually formed a certain kind of window, I think, for this phenomenon to occur. It was just specific to them.
Itself into nothingness. The can of gasoline tossed on the burning match near the tinderbox.
Thank you.
Them, which is not a philosophical demonstration that they are conscious, and certainly not a demonstration that they share my consciousness if it's a copy of my pattern. And we could argue these issues both ways, but we will ultimately be expanding the we claim to be. Now we can have virtual personalities claim to be conscious today. Whatever that level is, once we capture that level and reinstantiate it in some other medium, you'd have a person that acts very much like the person that was copied. Is that the same person? Is that entity conscious at all? Certainly would claim to be. Now, we could argue these issues both ways, but okay, let's ask Ramona another question. So, Ramona, what's pattern recognition?
When you can see things that happen over and over and place them in a context. It took me a little while, but I finally was able to see my pattern of clicking bad boyfriends.
Pattern recognition, incidentally, is the strength of human intelligence. 99% of our thinking is based on pattern recognition. You can see an interesting contrast between the way humans play chess and the way machines like Deep Blue plays chess. Deep Blue is actually calculating all the possible moves and all the counter moves and all the counter moves and building a vast tree structure. That's enough to do that. The chess map. And so, point. Yes. A neural of we. Decade. The strength of.
Good evening, WZBC. Your tax dollars at work. Tax always one of the best ways to screw demand. Because that's what we do in this world where Ma and Pa live, along with Da and Ta, me and you. Or just me, just you over there, beyond Europe somewhere, beyond the farthest reaches of Norway, or your favorite sci-fi far away. That's what we do here. We fuck each other. I frankly am getting kind of tired of this. Because with every fuck goes a get fucked. the nature in a infinitely bifurcating binary universe? A time-space tick-tock kind of world. It's just the way it is down here. You can't get around it. You can't escape it, avoid it, or even with a 20-foot fork, if it was stuck right into it. I kind of like to smirch together all the cliches, and they love me too. But that's what we do down around, over and through. The warp and woof whistle of the weave, the fabric, the intertwining axion, scientific code name for fuck you, Charlie, with your tax dollars. That's the way we like it. We know no other. Perfect straight man for the vaudevillian act. Known on millions of worlds. Now, I could go into a lefty kind of thing, or a underground kind of disoriented rant, or some sort of a theatrical overdrive kind of various devices. We've known and loved them all. We've been to school. If you're over 6 years old, you've probably seen and done everything there is so far. Certainly by the age of 12. I don't want to exaggerate and be wrong or anything. No. Let's call it 12. So we dominate or be dominated. Both the same, at the same time, two and then one and then two, fuck it really hard, get fucked small 16 times, you know the rhythm, whatever the play, whatever the key, whatever theme, name that tune, papal decree, whatever the hell it is. Same bag, all the same bag, same thing, all the same. It's a hermetically sealed garage. Nothing come in, nobody get out alive, kind of reality. At least that's what it used to be. That's what it were. So I'm about halfway done with my show, otherwise known as the beginning. I always like to come in on the in-between section. Sort of the intermission. It just feels natural to me. Out of Newton, WTheZ.org. .com dot all the damn time, House of Chaos, sleeping in a slough of anonymity over here in the tri-state area, Mayberry, USA, home of potato head culture, and lovingly nicknamed Slob City. But it is a good place for deep blue thinking. Very blue. Very cool. And you know the best way to think very wet and sloppy, full emotional load. Because you know a thought is just an emotion upside down and vice versa. We all know this now. And since everything has changed, we're living in a new world. We load the emotion with the thought at all times because it feels oh so good, drenched with pleasure, piquant with suggestive overtones, and murmured announcements of pleasure re-echo yet to come, as it were. I particularly like that part. So on to our next orgasm moment. I'll have one. Let's start it off with two more syllables.
The logic. Eat. Breathe. And the. Sharing. Ability of computer.
We have to have some help with this. I think it's going to be possible for us to begin to listen to that and to acknowledge that we are worthy. See, when we say we are worthy, we have to acknowledge the fact that we were made well, and that we do acknowledge our spiritual base, and we acknowledge that we are manifestation of light. So as you hear that crying, the chances are pretty good he will hear it before, and he will get very guilty about it, but he won't do anything. Now, what I'd like you to do is, in your position, turn around, just turn around, and embrace your self-worth. That is like taking our own pain in our hands, hearing our own voice, and give love to yourself. And as you grow louder, that you allow yourself to hear that. And you turn around, get down at eye level, and embrace yourself.
That I like to think of that might, you know, key in here for what or who Seth was. This was how I think of it anyway. It's an analogy only. Say your 50-year-old self decides and wants to
contact or communicate with your 10-year-old self. Certainly your 50-year-old self is like a future version of who that 10-year-old self is, mm-hmm. and has wisdoms and experience and a framework that is outside, say, the framework and even the time of the 10-year-old self. However, the communication would certainly, and the clarity of it, would depend on the characteristics and the abilities of the 10-year-old self. Again, this is just an analogy.
Sure.
Well, if at age 20 or 30 or 40 or whatever, the 10-year-old self decides they don't want to do this anymore or they die, certainly that 50-year-old self is still attached to you in certain ways, but mm-hmm. it's also gone. In another way.
So when Jane died, Seth went away?
Well, I would say that the same, and again, this is an analogy. When Picasso dies, I use this example in my book. When Picasso died, where did his paintings go? I don't think anyone would reasonably think that someone else could suddenly begin painting Picasso's paintings after he died. I think the art lives and dies in our terms with the artist. And in that respect, Jane was very much an artist. She was, I think of her kind of as the Michelangelo of the psychic world.
Did you ever have a
thrill of misnomer in that our discussions were wide-ranging and, you know, not bound by any particular parameter? I first saw Seth come through in that context at an ESP class, probably in late September of 1968.
Yeah, there were other people there then, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think there were four or five other people there at the time. And, you know, Seth came through in ESP class many times with lots of people there.
When Seth came,
the basic nutshell is, I guess, is that, you know, we're as physical individuals, we come to this time and place, this certain physical focus here, mm-hmm. From a multidimensional existence. We choose to do this. We choose the time of our birth and the time of our death, and essentially we create the reality we experience when we're here from the get-go. We come into this framework of our own choosing. We pick our parents. We pick the circumstances of our lives loosely whatever experience that we think we want to have.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the 20th century as a woman and a writer with certain psychic gifts, what's going to happen here? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is preordained exactly. And that we create our own reality throughout life through the beliefs that we form about it.
Sometimes I get tired of trying to convince him that I love him and shall love him forever. He pounces on my words like a barrister and twists them.
So what will you do when it ends?
You think love ends when you don't see me?
To be is to be perceived. Do I exist for you when you're with Henry?
Yes.
Isn't that why you stay with Henry? Because you know this will end.
No. We should go to the basement.
My landlady might be there.
Does that matter?
Maybe to her.
It's close, Morris.
I'll go and check.
Let me go with you.
I'll be one second.
Oh, my God. take him. But you had. Morris. Morris. Whatever was him was gone. You'd taken it.
Morris.
I'd never believed in prayer.
Give him up forever. Only please let him be alive. Let him live. And I promise I'll never see him again.
Sarah.
Oh my God. You're alive.
You sound disappointed.
But if he was alive, now I was dead.
Sarah. What were you doing on the floor?
Praying.
To what?
To anything that might exist. How could I explain to him what made no sense to me? He didn't move. I knew for certain you were dead.
Well, there wasn't much to pray for then, was there?
A miracle.
And we don't believe in that.
No.
And that siren means you go.
Yes. And I knew that nothing in this world would make sense to me again.
Sorry to disappoint you, Sarah.
Love doesn't end just because we don't see each other.
Doesn't it?
People go on loving God, don't they? All their lives. Without seeing him.
That's not my kind of love.
Maybe there's no other kind. Shelter at Bigwell-on-Sea, the chief warden kissed me. I allowed him to, but felt nothing. I'm beginning to believe in you, God. And maybe that's how you work. You empty me of love, then fill that emptiness.
There,
Is it your most inner fantasy to be tied down, humiliated, and controlled? Or is it your desire to be the man in control? To have a beautiful submissive slave at your fingertips, to obey your every bidding? The choice is yours. Fall into the fantasy. Dominant women and submissive slaves want you to explore your most erotic fetishes. Spanking, tickling, hot water sports, and more.
Due to adult subject matter and language, viewer discretion is advised. Discretion is advised. Subject matter and
IQ of gadgets, and now, you know, ultimately, we talked about World War, you mentioned World War III, all the way up to smart weapons and so forth.
You know, I read an
sister article. Technology of fuzzy systems, and those are neural networks, are computers that are based on the brain that recognize patterns, and it's often fun to compare them or test them on the simplest neural organisms like worms and leeches and things like that, or to take the giant squid that's been especially popular as a laboratory experimental device, to see how signals propagate down fibers. And these systems don't have these creatures don't have a lot of neurons, unlike you and me. In your brain, you have over 100 billion neurons. And by the way, it's easy to remember that number, because that's roughly the number of stars in the Milky Way galaxy, which in turn is roughly the number of known galaxies in the universe.
coincidence.
Ones and zeros, in effect, but is connected on average to 10,000 others. And just imagine what's going on in your head right now. You've got 100 billion neurons emitting almost random ones and zeros and sending that to 10,000 other neurons. You're talking quadrillions of signals propagating around there.
Testing emergency portable AV recall system. Memory loop one, starting with this mark.
The black hole could be a gravity vacuum. It pulled the Pegasus right out of orbit. Seems to be a delay in the transfer circuit somewhere. I'll repeat that. The system won't operate, and we're descending rapidly, making adjustments on a course right for Planet X. And there's the planet, that sandy-colored semi-sphere tilting up on the left there. It appears to have one moon, but it's gone around the edge now. It looked like it was all water to me. I don't want to waste this portal loop, so I'll stop here. No sensation of motion. Oh, damn. I think the gravity waves are affecting this recall unit. Anyway, I'll focus out now there on the surface. It looks like Pismo Beach with no water out there, and we're coming in fast. Situation report? I sure wish I had some company and some good dope. Otherwise, I feel fine. Okay.
They said you were crazy, General, but you were right. This is the first contact between man, me, and alien people. Or it will be in a couple of minutes. I sure hope these pictures are going into loop storage, because this recall is still not working very well, and I banged it up getting out.
I do happen to have them. We correspond quite often, and oddly enough, mostly about the voyage, because somehow it stays with us. We try to reconsider it, to revisit it, to see if there was something we missed. In fact, we are 3 or 4 months away from publishing a series of volumes about it, trying to enumerate the numbers of ways in which it was of absolutely no importance. And finally, in the last volume, to dissect and deconstruct the entire experience with an eye toward unraveling the mystery, to find what, if anything, meaningful was underlying the relentless sense of nothingness that possessed us on that trip. That perhaps beneath the surface lay a far more nourishing and life-affirming reality. And it might surprise you to know that we all booked passage on that same tram steamer to try to recreate the event exactly as it happened, wearing the same clothes, leaving on the same date, charting the same course, and hiring the same crew which was instructed to bring the same provisions. However, it was one hitch. The assistant second fireman was unable to come due to his grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary in Crete. We tried to solve this problem by searching for another second fireman from the same village, with the same features and the same point of view. In any case, as a result of our not being able to recruit someone similar enough to the second fireman, we were forced to cancel the entire project.
Piece of sharp debris, and so far we have no caution as the green remains out. Standridge has made his way around to the pits here. That, however, may be a piece of metal.
Certainly looks like a piece of aluminum,
yes,
to me.
Does. Yep. Well, Michael Waltrip now has the lead with Kenny Schrader running in second position. Jimmy Spencer is in third.
And Charlie Bonney is still in third spot because most of the cars have made a pit stop. Spencer trying trying to get a run on. That's not Smith on the outside.
I believe it's John Andretti and Ernie Urban as Michael Waltrip, Kenny Schrader, and Jimmy Spencer all decide that this is the time to come in.
Well, here is where things worked out very well, not only for Michael Waltrip, Kenny Schrader, and Jimmy Spencer. They have run the string out just a little bit further. We'll see if Schrader opts to stay with his two-tire strategy. Remember, they changed two tires the last time under green flag conditions. They've taken on the tank. They're going to go for four tires. Jerry.
And the Citgo Ford of Michael Waltrip on pit road. Remember the great run he had in Daytona?
Fucked up life is all.
Let's go. Well, my name is Mark Thorne, and this is Full Logic Reverse on Community Supported Radio, KVMR FM, Nevada City, Sacramento. Craig, you were talking about the newsletter. What about it?
Okay. The newspaper is something that started, I guess, the end of this summer. And the plan for it is it's a quarterly newspaper that's just dedicated to covering a variety of political music. The first couple of issues have come out and are available to anyone who's interested in them for free. And the
someone who has seen the end.
And has it affected, you know, your behavior in daily life?
Yes, that's very true. Such as our house is in desperate need of siding, new siding on it. And my husband says, well, when spring comes, let's put siding on the house. And I says, well, let's wait till after September 11th to put siding on the house. If we're not raptured, then maybe the house needs siding. And there are things like when I get catalogs in the mail for clothes and shoes and this kind of stuff, and I look through the catalogs, and I toss the catalog down. I says, what am I looking in this for? What do I need new clothes for? I don't need any new clothes between now and the rapture. I don't need any new shoes. I can wear what I've got.
You know, I would think it could also go the other way. You would think, okay, well, you know, after September, I'm going to be gone so I can have the extra dessert. Do you know what I mean?
I hadn't even thought of that.
Out of the blue, some audio. Guy talking, that's about it. What more vital truth could you want? And I can't prove anything to you with a test tube, a slide rule, or the deed to equity share of somebody's vital fluids in the third world of the frequencies. So I'm still eagerly awaiting some synergy software, and I don't mean with an I at the end or as a stand-in. Guy talking and is really loved by his cool self. Guy talking and accepts his self because he's passed the bathroom mirror test. With a TV playing faintly in two rooms over. The radio would be in the same room but muffled from below. And the conversation would be from one room over with a slight echo decay and decay and reverse echo.
Luke, Terry, Jim, anyone, ERV to Rover. Rover, this is ERV. Does anyone copy? Does anyone copy?
With shadows on the wall for intermediation with sight, with synesthesia, cementing it in a three-dimensional minimum for memory insertion. Out of Newton, Gary Geiserman just having a knockabout. Chilling out. Kind of like a Kool-Aid without the Kool-Aid. Because, you know, that's just sugar water, for Christ's sakes. I don't want the hair in my intestines to fall out. What would I drink that stuff for? What do you think I am, man? What do you think, I just tore into some, the flesh off some poor mammal's back, for Christ's sakes? What kind of a human beings are you people? But there is a little pinhole in the bunker, and through that pinhole, a little ray of light, a photonic beam, an ionic array, seemingly in a straight line, whatever that is. Never seen one of those anywhere else before, except around here, where we can speed bump the bullets of this signal line straight the fuck out of here. Otherwise we'd implode and blow inside out. Blow ourselves right out of this game. Out of the illusion. No more pudding pie for dessert. I waited in Quay a long time for this trip, man. I think I did. Can't quite remember, but I'm piecing it together as I sweat every day. Thousands of days now. It's gone on with a continuity. You can't buy anywhere. Man, that's all I've got. I sense it is a backwards and frequently discontinuous linear linkage ancestry logic line. But that is all I have. And it has a sense of itself, like all things. And I have it. And I have been taught to use it because states of being are not real. Must take action in this man's army. Grow hair on your chest. And kick somebody's ass. Even if it's always my own ass. Because it is all me. It's like an exploded view. Floating in Space Invader time. No referent. That word has no C in it, my friends. That's why I like it. No C at all.
I'm set up looking out across a big oily sump here and away from the sand dune the Pegasus landed in. And by the way, gentlemen, there's another spacecraft over there, and it isn't one of ours. Oh, all right, those moving figures out there, that's them. It's hard to see in the magnetic light. The colors and images are all slippery. They seem to be flying toward me with the sand blowing and billowing up all around them. Well, they are flying. Look at that!
Great galaxies, look at that!
Focus up on that incredible face, Manny.
Okay, sir. There, fine as a gnat's hair, Mr. M.
Manny, we possess the first close-up gram of a man from outer space.
Gee, sure looks pretty. Say, maybe it's a woman from outer space.
Whichever, this is the preservation of an historic moment.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Seems like our traveling amigo is coming out of his coffee slumber. Switch off that Planet X loop, Manny, and give him the birds.
Here comes the birds.
Ah, yes, yes. Duck the sparrows.
Sparrows duck.
Filter the ducks.
Filter ducks.
Now punch up the forest awakens.
Oh, boy.
Ah, more orange in the sun. Focus the trees. Good. Now we're ready. Now it's time for our guest to awaken. Tell him to wake up, shortstop.
Up and at him, spaceman. Up and at him, spaceman.
Landing. Look out.
That's right, Mark. Sit up. Look at the wonders of nature all around you and try to see my sleight of hand in front of your eyes.
I was dreaming. I thought I was back on Planet X.
Planet X is but a dream image now, space traveler.
Where's the old man? What time is it?
Tell our amigo the time, shortstop.
Either 6 to 9 or 9 to 6.
Poor shortstop, he never learned to read out. But pardon me, you haven't met my crew, or myself. I am the multitacular Mr. Motion, master of amazination, vast as my reputation. Thank you. That ambient noise there by the twinkling hollyberry tree is my very rebendable shortstop.
Anything he can say, I can say louder.
And standing behind that undulating gorse bush is Manny Grossero. He, like the shortstop, is of my own creation. Say hello, Manny.
Good night, Gracie.
Oh, hopeless robot.
I must be in a time lag. This is a deja vu.
No, no, Mark. Some of this is real, I assure you.
But what about these little guys, these robots, puppets? What are they?
Oh, they have no strings, amigo. They are totally independent misters, MRs, multiple rebendables. My own process. Thank you, ma'am.
Just a minute now. Just a second. Where's the old codger with the cock? Where did he go? And what am I doing in the woods? This is some retirement.
He was just a tweeny, Mark. A blow-up government man in an overblown government job. I didn't program him. I just took advantage of the situation. Why, but for me, the incredible pictures you brought back would have long already been lost. Instead, they have joined my exquisite collection.
But you can't show those, Luke.
Oh, we can now. We spent all morning tuning the Amazination system to deflect them with some degree of tridimensionality.
You mean you have playback circuits for...
Circus? You should have seen the circus I used to have. Playing up and down the Rocky Mountains. The first Zepp carnival in the world. Always arrived disguised as a thunderstorm.
Motion is here. People have no...
This at all? No, I wouldn't say so, no. The beliefs that we form about it.
Was there any religious aspect to any of this at all?
No. Think we want to have.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the 20th century as a woman and a writer with certain psychic gifts, what's going to happen here? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is preordained exactly. And that we create our own reality throughout life through the beliefs that we form about it.
Was there any religious aspect to any of this at all?
No.
Do we really need the laws of nature to be quite that predictable? I mean, if I flip a coin 10,000 times, do I really care if it's 50-50? Or if I were crass and... crude enough to burn fossil fuels in a sealed chamber with a little pinhole at the bottom so I could propel myself forward instead of just thinking myself forward and changing the standing wave frequency resonance in portions of my body according to chakra locations and feeling pleasure in doing so, would it really bother me if I didn't have quite so predictive explosion in that almost sealed chamber? Quite a bizarre folk way we have over here.
like a little statement that Seth used to say very often is that we're all as dead right now as we'll ever be.
Without any central clock, without any kind of government in effect running everything, somehow this...
I had thought strictly in the other concept that I don't need these things because I'm going to be given something so much better. I guess what I'm attempting to do is prepare for it, but also still prepare to keep on living in case my date is wrong, in case the date that I have is not correct.
Yeah.
I have told my sons, prepared both of my sons for the possibility that their father and mother might disappear.
And what were these conversations like with your sons? I would imagine that if they're not believers in the same way that you are, that could be a kind of a hard conversation to have.
Well, they were very kind and polite to me. What they were really feeling inside was not revealed on the outside. The 38-year-old, when I was telling him all this, and he just sat there with this big grin on his face and this sparkle in his eye, and I couldn't tell whether he was happy for me because I had such a beautiful hope or whether he was secretly laughing at me. I don't know.
How much of your time, how much of your thinking does it consume?
I can think of little else. I go out for a walk and I talk with God and I'm just so anxious to see him and to be in his realm. It's just such a beautiful living hope for me that hope is with me all day long. I lie in bed at night and think about it it's a beautiful hope. It's difficult because people have been predicting the return of the Lord for centuries.
Right.
In even the early church, thought he was going to return in their day. So I have people telling me, well, why do you think your date's any different than anybody else's date? None of them have ever come true, so how do you know yours is going to come true? I don't know that it is. I'm hoping that it is.
Marilyn Agee lives in California. Like Bonnie Gaunt, she studies Bible prophecy and has tried to compute the length of all the events in the Bible to figure out when the end time would begin. She's the author of 3 books on this subject. The latest is Heaven Found. Last year, she set a date for the rapture, May 31st, Pentecost. What did you do the day before? I mean, that must have been such a momentous day.
I have a web page up called Bible Prophecy Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I answer email constantly. I was answering email. And I meant to stay up all night because the Jews stay up all night.
Mm-hmm.
And my back hurts so bad. I live in pain. I have lots of pain. So it hurt so bad I went to lay down just for a few minutes just to rest my back and was going to go back and answer email. Left my computer on and everything. And I woke up in my clothes the next morning. I didn't get a chance to stay up all night. I hope I can do better this time. I want to stay up.
Did anybody try to stay awake with you?
No,
Like Jesus in the garden.
Yeah, they couldn't stay awake.
Yeah.
And I couldn't either. And I meant to. Really meant to.
When you woke up, what was it like?
Well, I just knew it didn't happen. So, back to the drawing board. What is there? What clue is there that I didn't see?
You must have been so disappointed that morning.
Oh, of course, because I've been counting on it since 1969.
Yeah.
But you know something? I wasn't cast down, and my faith is so strong, there's no possible way that it could interfere with that. Nothing. They could kill me and I wouldn't give an inch, you know.
Do you think there's anything that you'll miss about Earth?
Not much. Things are getting so bad here. And I have so much pain here, and I think how nice it will be to have a day without pain. I haven't had a day without pain since I was 30 years old, and I'm 70.
You were saying before that you have back pain.
Oh, I have muscular spasms, and they can hit anywhere. I was awake 2 times the night with my feet cramping just last night. Had to take quinine and Motrin.
And so after the rapture...
After the rapture, I won't have any more pain. That'll be nice.
Marilyn Agee has recalculated her chronology since our interview back in 1999. She now believes that the rapture will occur on Pentecost of this year, which is May 28th.
Updo? An updo consists of any type of finger wave, pin curls, rollers, anything that they bring the hair up and create a full style. It could actually be even something avant-garde.
The back is going to look like a net, and the up top is going to go in a ponytail. Going to put some extension in the middle of it so it could be big and stuff. It's going to have silky dreads and probably one streak of color. I always wanted to do this since I was 6 years old. Because I used to always cut my Barbie doll's hair.
Barbies.
Then my mother would get mad. My sister would have all her dolls. And me, I would always cut, take color markers and streak their hair. I want the world to know Renard.
Little loopy curls everywhere.
Spanish type bun with like spiral curls all around, with parted with waves. Really like,
I don't know,
ethnic type.
It's gonna be flat in her head more. Instead of more volume, it's gonna be flat in her head more.
Right.
Like triangle parts in the front, rhinestones, ribbons, all kinds of good stuff, you know?
Thank you.
Wait, isn't that like Style Project? Wait, didn't Style Project do it first? Isn't Style Project the one who does everything first? Wait, didn't he create the world? I heard
he created the world in one day.
As opposed to our so-called God, who created it 7 days. Oh my God, Style is so cool.
Actually, the Christian God rested on the seventh day, little man. But I digress. Welcome to Radio HTM. Why Radio HTM instead of HTM Radio? Or hate the mainstream radio? Ooh, hate the mainstream. Let's all hate the mainstream right now. You know why? Because Fred Durst is part of the mainstream and we must hate Fred Durst. I don't know, I guess I just like the Radio HTM better than HTM Radio. And I'll let you in on a little secret. I joke, I kid, I digress, I digress, I digress a lot. I fucking digress all the time. I can't even keep on one subject for one long amount of time or anything. I have to digress. Why? Because that's the way my mind works. That's the way my mind works. I can't even focus for one second. I mean, that's what my whole page is about. It's about everything and nothing, isn't it? Isn't that what you want it to be about? Wait, maybe that's not what you want it to be about. Maybe you're tired of Ian. Maybe I'm tired of Ian. Maybe nobody likes Ian anymore. I don't like Ian anymore. Jesus Christ, I want out of it so bad. And maybe it's not that I hate Ian. I mean, I find some of the Ian sites quite entertaining. It's more that I hate the labeling. Everybody has to label everything. Gee, hey, let's put this in a little subcategory called Ian. Isn't that cool? Everything, nothing. What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. Why doesn't it mean anything? Well, because that's what it is. It's everything and nothing. Yeah, but you're not explaining shit, are you? Well, here's what we're going to do on Ian. We're going to talk about our days, about going to, you know, our high school classes and how we barfed last night and how much we like titties. We love titties. And then we'll show the occasional death pic, because death is cool. It's funny, isn't it? You know, especially dead babies. Dead babies are awesome. You know, I haven't lived a day until I've seen a dead baby. That's the way I wake up. God, you know, I can get up in the morning and look at a few dead babies, and that makes my day just peachy. I can go to work now, deal with my boss. Jesus, dead babies are so fucking cool. Anyway, everything, nothing, everything, nothing. Who cares? And I guess I've talked about it so much that people probably hate me. Oh, you know, 200 of my visitors a day, big fucking whoop. That's why I chose to do this radio thing. This radio thing. It's not even radio, is it? It's a internet. It's like pre-recorded. It's not even live. I'm not even a DJ. And if I say even one more time, I'll kill myself. Even then. God, why am I talking like this? Not like about Ian, because that's an obvious thing. I mean, I've talked about it a billion times, haven't I? I'm talking about my voice. It's so fucking quiet. It's quiet. You know why? I live in a house with three people who go to bed at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. It's the afternoon to me. Yeah, you know, I'm not the one who gets up until about 2 o'clock in the morning. That's when I finally wake up. And then, you know, by 4, I'm ready to go out and party, you know? And of course, I never party, so it doesn't make sense. So I sit in my chair and I think about partying, because I don't really party. Maybe I'll have a couple of beers and just sit by myself and dream about partying all day. Or all night, for that matter. So I guess I'll just sit here and talk very quietly and gaily. Yeah, gaily. Is that a word? Gaily? I'm talking very happily and joyfully, gaily. Let's talk about hate the mainstream. Hate the mainstream. Hate the mainstream. I get a lot of criticism for my title on my page. It's just a title. It's just a page. It's not really to be taken all that seriously. Although, I do hate a lot of what the mainstream is about. It's pretty goddamn mediocre. And of course, everybody has their little definition of mainstream. Everybody has a definition, and it really is silly, because everybody seems, for me, to want to accommodate their little definition of what the mainstream is about. Of course, I never will accommodate that definition. And it seems like everybody wants to point out at any second of any time of day that I've sold out. I've sold out. I haven't even begun. I've been around for, what, 3 months? And I've sold out already? How did I sell out? Do you guys ask Kill the Children to kill the children? I was wondering that, because, you know, you asked me to hate the mainstream 24/7. I'm just a fucking guy with a stupid webpage. I don't know shit. I just have opinions, that's all. Lots and lots and lots of opinions. But, you know, I'm not going to be hating the mainstream 24/7. I ranted about this several times. And you know, God, if you expect me to hate the mainstream all the time, I think you should expect, kill the children to kill the children all the time. They got to keep it real. They can't sell out. They've got to go out there and kill the children, take pictures of it. And send them out to other sites.
like our belated Archu. Send him to Archu, or Archu like sites, because poor Archu's not around anymore, is she? Let's all take a moment of silence for that, because that's really, that hurts me deep inside. It really does. Right here in the fucking heart. Oh my god. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what to do. You know, who's gonna be defacing Taco Bell's now, without her, or him, or whoever? Hello, Beck and Kevin. You know, without them around, who's gonna be, pulling down their pants and showing whatever they've got to the world without Archu around? I don't know. It seems like, I think we're all lost, a little bit lost now, that, we don't have that. And I'm very upset, because I have nothing to rant about, because obviously, that's all I do. All I post about is Archu, actually. That's what Hate the Mainstream is about. It's about hate the Archu. And, since he's not around anymore, I don't have anything to rant about. Even the mainstream's not good enough to rant about anymore. You know, it's too obvious.
Going to linoleum stores, so, I mean, I think there was enough going on to fascinate me as a child. You know, whether I wanted to be back home with my comics is another question, but I did enjoy going shopping with my parents and sort of seeing these things. I mean, I preferred linoleum stores to clothing stores, or toy stores to linoleum stores, but I liked, I think I did have some appreciation of what was going on at the time.
You were saying?
As I explained to Mrs. Johnson, the little girl's aunt, we hesitated using a curare to diminish the muscular spasms because she's too young. The narcosynthesis would be a useless procedure until we've overcome the condition of aphonia.
What's aphonia?
Sink and Durst and Backstreet Boys and who else? 98 Degrees. Jeez. Yeah, anybody could rant about those any time of day. It'd be extremely easy. They're too easy. They're fucking sitting targets.
Wonderful device has figured out how to self-organize.
Professor, what's my clock speed?
That's a good question, and actually, you know, I had mine measured recently. I had a problem with my hand, and there's experiments, and what they do is they shock the heck out of you, poking various nerve fibers, and then measure it, looking at the waveform that pops out. And it's, you know, most people propagate signals at about 40 or 50 meters per second.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Jennifer, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say Laura? Oh, my apologies. Yes, Jennifer.
That's all right. She's probably off IMing somewhere. Well, the major players, obviously, AOL has by far the largest number of users. I've heard some number different estimates right now, but I don't think anyone even comes to half as many as users as AOL has, followed by MSN's Messenger, and Yahoo has a Messenger, and then after that it kind of drops off, and there's a bunch of smaller products out there on the market that don't have as much usage. And one of the reasons this is so important to AOL and to Microsoft is that pretty soon companies are going to start deploying IM across their networks and have it be officially sanctioned, and they all want to get in on that because that's where they're going to be able to make money.
And, well, so what are the, I mean, so obviously AOL is the biggie in there, as you mentioned. What's AOL, what has AOL done that's made them so successful?
Well, one, it's free, and that's really easy. They already have a huge customer base amongst people who use them as an internet service provider. So that's an easy tie-in. They've got a brand name that's very recognizable, so they've kind of capitalized on that. And again, the fact that it's free, people who don't necessarily have an account, I believe, can even get in and use IM, use AIM. So it's very attractive if you don't have to pay for it.
What's a phonia? What's a
phonia? I'm the condition of a phonia.
What's a phonia?
Loss of voice.
Yeah, they suck. They're created out of air. They're pre-produced. Or reproduced. It's Kids in the Block, times 10. People pull them out of their ass. It's sad. I don't even consider that music. Geez, I'm criticizing a very obvious thing already. Isn't that stupid? See, that's the problem with Hate the Mainstream. How long can you criticize something like that before it gets really boring? It's already been criticized on the news. It's already been criticized on other sites. Everybody knows everybody else hates them, except maybe the age group of 12 to 14-year-olds, and specifically girls, except for the 10% of boys that actually like that. I don't know. It just seems silly to even go into that anymore. Although you look at my navigation bar right now, and you'll probably see about 8 people up there that... my obvious list of things that I shouldn't probably criticize anymore. That's why I just feel like dumping this whole page, you see. And keeping with this radio thing, I don't know. Maybe I can talk okay. Maybe I have something to say that maybe somebody would want to listen to. I don't know. And if I can do it during the afternoons, maybe 12 o'clock, I could be loud enough and scream my head off and say stupid shit really loud without having to worry about waking up anybody. Blah, 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 blah. I'm sure you want to hear me talk about myself forever, don't you? And my site. I could just talk here about my site and me and, spend an hour up, take a few megabytes off of web space, and, you know, who cares? Anyway, I rented some movies this weekend because I want to talk about myself some more. And one of which was called Black and White. Black and White was a pretty cool film, and it came out to theaters for all of about 3 seconds, and then decided to go, I guess because nobody cared two shits about it.
Is someone who has seen the end. They simply didn't know what they were looking at.
Where was your mother?
Stupid halfway house.
How did the abuse begin?
With my mama gone, I had all these extra chores that I had to do, like the laundry and the groceries and things like that.
So in effect, you became the woman of the house.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was so proud of myself. And then this one night, we was watching TV after dinner, like we always do. And that's when Larry told me that one of mama's chores had always been to massage his you-know-what.
Did Larry expose himself to you?
All through the show.
Did Larry have an erection?
That's putting it mildly.
Did he ask you to perform oral sex for him?
At first, I mean, he just had me hold on to his you-know-what during whatever happened to be on TV. He didn't get around to the other thing you just mentioned for a while. I guess I figured if he went all slow-like, I wouldn't freak out and get him in trouble. But back then, I didn't even know that stuff we was doing was criminal.
Vanessa, victims often blame themselves. It's a common occurrence. But make no mistake about it. You are the victim.
Really, Bob?
Absolutely.
I mean, I was such a baby back then, I didn't even know why a man would want all that stuff done to him in the first place.
Vanessa, my God, you were a child. You must have been so confused.
You know, and when he did that thing that you mentioned for the first time, I swear to Christ, I thought he was going to the bathroom in my mouth.
Vanessa, do I have your absolute trust?
I guess I trust you more than I've ever trusted anyone in my whole life, Bob. And I really mean that.
Thank you. The reason why I'm asking, there's this very powerful new psychological technique that I'd like to try on you. I think it could really help you. What do you think? Would you like to give it a try?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it consists of a battery of questions that are designed to trigger certain elements of your subconscious. I've got to warn you, Vanessa, in this technique, it can be uncomfortable.
Go for it, Bob. I mean, if you think it's going to help me.
Okay. Okay. Let's get started. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
A few moments ago, you were telling me that you felt like Larry had gone to the bathroom in your mouth. Those were your exact words. Do you remember? Now, at that exact moment when Larry ejaculated in your mouth, did you feel as though somehow you were being transformed into some kind of a human urinal?
What kind of fucking questions are these, Bob?
Vanessa, you have to answer with the first thing that comes into your mind. It's very important. It's very important.
I knew I was flesh and blood.
I understand that, but you have to tell me exactly how you felt. You have to learn how to express your feelings out loud.
It felt just like you said.
Say it out loud, Vanessa.
It felt like I'd been transformed into a human urinal.
Very good, Vanessa. Very good. Now tell me this, and this is absolutely crucial. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa,